Climate disruption is not only forcing people to move, it's also changing the ranges of animals. This can lead to conflict, as our explorer-in-residence Mark Seth Lender found at Churchill Point in northern Canada. There he saw two species of falcons that usually live in separate habitats meet on the frozen tundra.
The Arctic wind comes, blade flat, fleshing the thin and the fat from the bone of the land. Freezing, the breath in your mouth, the tears in your eyes, your lips turn to match the no color perceived in every direction. And out of the wind blows Jur Falcon. He perches, closes his wings, and holds, the grains swirling, his feathers curling, hunkered, his head tucked into the shoulders with only himself for shelter. And lifts, and like a white wing ghost, gone into the fierceness. Moments later, he fights his way back to the same roost, and the blizzard stops just the way it started, a shallow excuse for clearing, 30 knots, 10 below. A weather Jur Falcon does not bend to, as if it were nothing, nothing at all, knowing there will be worse to contend with. Jur Falcon ruffles and arranges and tucks in his plumage in the miserly light. He cocks his head and leans far to the side and straightens and looks the other way and all the way round behind him, searching for what? For something to kill? What for? There is blood on his feathers, fresh blood. He ate, he feasted. He should spend his time cleaning himself, but does not do so except for his feet brought up with easy balance to his beak, then only stands there. Recognition dawns slowly. He is not blooded. The blood is his own. Puncture marks laid down in groups, in twos, in threes, and the deep wounds on his back, so many. They tell a story. He was hit from behind, low. There above the tail is the blow that drove him down, and he rolled and laid on his back. The defensive tears on the skin of his feet tell you that, and the blood on his breast and belly also, and on his face, meaning the peregrine went for his eyes. Peregrine. That's all. The only one it could be. Smaller, lighter by half, but fast. And his talons honed, and his eye unswerving. Peregrine cannot be blamed for who and what he is, but this was not the work of nature. We did this. We have dragged the southern weather to the north and crushed the weather of the north against itself. No peregrine should be here, not at the time of year when Jur Falcon comes down. This is our result. Jur Falcon will survive the night, but not the winter.
That's Living on Earth's Explorer-in-Residence, Mark Seth Lender. For photos, check out our website, loe.org.